Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hello everyone, this is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Compliance News. The Daily Compliance News is an offering of the Compliance Podcast Network. December 13th, 2018. Our first story comes from the OECD, who in a new study finds that public officials who accept bribes from companies based in the wealthiest countries were unlikely to be punished. The OECD examined the consequences faced by public officials who had allegedly taken bribes and found that formal penalties were imposed on those officials on only one-fifth of the cases. Contrasting with that finding was the arrest in Singapore, reported in Reuters, of two Chinese workers over literally $1 in bribes. Two Chinese migrant workers were demanding bribes for work that people were trying to engage with them on, and not delaying the putting of materials on trucks. They were forklift drivers, and they demanded bribes of $1, and they were both arrested and could be looking up to 5 years in prison in Singapore. So in Singapore, they take their bribes very seriously. In a very interesting turn of affairs in the Colombian corruption scandal around Odebrecht that we talked about in an earlier episode, the Grupo Aval Acciones has reported that the Department of Justice is now looking into allegations of bribery and corruption around the project for road building in Colombia. This is the case where the whistleblower mysteriously died of a heart attack, and his son died the next day of cyanide poisoning after drinking a cup of tea in his deceased father's office at home. So we're going to have to wait the results of that, and certainly having the Department of Justice open an investigation opens a new line of not only inquiry, but concern for the company. And finally, the National Football League continues to be embroiled in the scandal over its completely abysmal hearing in the Kareem Hunt case. And somewhat, not amazingly, I suppose, since it's the NFL, but they've indicated they have no plans to make immediate changes to their investigation procedures despite the backlash over their handling. This is the case where the NFL allegedly could not find any evidence of wrongdoing, assault, sexual harassment, or any other actions by Kareem Hunt. Of course, this is in the face of the TMZ video release where Hunt was seen knocking down and then kicking a female in a hall room of a hotel where he was living at the time. He was not suspended or reprimanded by the NFL until this footage surfaced. Once again, reminding us of the Ray Rice case where he was not reprimanded until the footage was released. The NFL seems to think that it has a robust investigatory procedure, separate and apart from the team, although they have failed in numerous instances to adequately investigate and then punish offenders. As I previously indicated, I've decided to move forward with the Daily Compliance News into 2019 each day. If there's a different format or different information distribution that you would like, please give me a shout and let me know. T Fox at tfoxlaw.com. Also, I hope you will check out some of the new offerings on the Compliance Podcast Network. Jay Rosen and myself have started a new podcast series, Popcorn and Compliance, a look at compliance through the lens of the movies, that premiered Saturday, December 8th, and will post bi-monthly on Saturday for your entertainment and enjoyment listening pleasure. Finally, Mary Shirley and Lisa Fine have premiered their new podcast, Great Women on Compliance. I hope you will check that out. It's a great podcast series. We have several other offerings that we are in production and will go live after the first of the year on the Compliance Podcast Network.